Eli Vega, originally from West Texas, takes photographs and teaches photography. But as Ozarks at Large, as Jacqueline Froelich reports, Vega, who relocated to Eureka Springs several years ago, refers to himself as a photo artist.
Eli Vega is proud of his cultural roots. He is third-generation Mexican-American.
I was born in a railroad boxcar. My parents were migrant workers, and they traveled between Texas and all the way up to Wyoming, and had decided to stay there for a couple of years to work in the wintertime. That's where I was born. They were poor, so my dad worked for a variety of employers, but one of them was Burlington, you know, railroad company. And so Burlington had a lot of helpers like my dad, and they had built and sort of renovated these boxcars for people to live in, if you can imagine. So that's where my family lived, in one of these boxcars, and that's where I was born.
With the support of his family, Vega attended Texas Tech University studying art, but instead spent much of his life working in the corporate sector until he took his leave finally in 2010 at the age of 63 to pursue his passion, photography, settling first in Colorado, then Eureka Springs, an artist's colony, in 2016.
So I don't think like a photographer, that might sound strange. I should say I don't think like the typical photographer, which takes pictures. You aim the camera somewhere, you click, and nowadays you go to the computer and see what you can do in Photoshop with it. With me is, I don't want to create my art in my computer. I just want to use my computer to fine-tune my art. So I try to create it as much as possible in camera.
Vega uses his digital Nikon camera as if it were a paintbrush, creating beautiful impressionistic photographs of urban and landscapes. He points to one of his better-known works, hanging above his fireplace in his home in Uptown Eureka, a 16 by 22 color print,
which I call Watercolor Willows. And when people see it, they often ask me two questions. Is this a painting? I said, no, it's a photograph. The next question is, you photoshopped this, right? I said, no, I didn't photoshop this. I created this in camera. And then they asked me, how could you possibly do that, something like that, in camera? And to me, it's simple. It's a feature in the camera called a multiple exposure feature, which a lot of people don't use today because it gives them art, and they're looking for a picture, for a photograph. And for me, it's like, it's my go-to tool to create my artistic, impressionistic photography.
He says multiple exposures allows the photographer to blend two images in camera. The first photograph is slightly out of focus, the second in focus.
And when you combine the out of focus image with the in focus image, you get watercolor willows. This impressionistic feel to the photograph, which you look at it and it has a sense of movement, a lot of color, but when you look at it, it almost vibrates, you know, especially with the right lighting, and that's impressionism.
Vega's second passion is teaching his method to amateur and professional photographers, hosting workshops in Rocky Mountain National Park, Garden of the Gods in Colorado, Eureka Springs School of the Arts. He also teaches community college courses, one coming up at North Arkansas College in Harrison June 30th. And later this summer, he'll be traveling and teaching in Colorado. But Vega also publishes a full-color photography book detailing his method.
It's called Right Brain Photography, parenthetical, Be an Artist First.
Similar to the best-selling series Drawing from the Right Side of the Brain, first published in 1979 by art teacher Betty Edward, science reveals the left portion of the brain governs verbal and rational perception and expression, the right side, nonverbal sense perceptions and intuition.
I even have a left brain chapter in here. I throw in a left brain chapter just for those who want to know, what about f-stops and shutter speeds and exposure modes?
Vega takes his students outdoors on photographic expeditions, teaching them how to use a camera to make art.
The term photography, just the word photography, the etymology of photography, the origins of the word photography, comes from an old Greek word that means painting with light.
You can view Vega's work, which has been widely published across the Mid-South, he says, online at elivega.net. You can also follow him on Facebook, where he schedules workshops, as well as private lessons. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Eli Vega recently curated a national photography exhibit during Eureka Springs May Festival of the Arts. He invites listeners to view the winners at a link we've posted at ozarksatlarge.com.